And now it's Cousin Willie on NBC.
This is the one about Cousin Willie. Billy Idleson is Cousin Willie. Frank and Doris Hursley write it, and it's produced and transcribed by Homer Canfield. Last June, Cousin Willie came to visit the Marvin Samples of Glendale, California, and he's still there. Fran Sample wouldn't think of suggesting that sometimes it gets a little crowded around the Sample household.
Oh, no. It would hurt Cousin Willie's feelings.
You know, Cousin Willie sleeps on the Davenport in Marvin's den. Well, Marvin no longer refers to it as his den.
Oh, no. It would hurt Cousin Willie's feelings.
And Cousin Willie no longer talks about moving away from the Samples.
Oh, no. It would hurt their feelings.
Well, you know, this might go on forever. Well, Cousin Willie is at breakfast with the Samples when the mail comes. One letter addressed to Fran.
Who's the letter from, Fran?
I don't know yet. Oh, look. A check. Money for me.
What is it? Another refund for paying the gas bill twice? See, Willie, Fran always pays the gas bill twice. Every month we send them two checks and they send us one.
Oh. What a nice, honest gas company you must have in Glendale. It must be a pleasure to burn their gas.
Oh, it is, Willie, it is. We just love burning their gas.
Marvin, this is a check for $539.
$539?
That's some gas bill.
Listen to this. You will be pleased to know that in her will, Mrs. Harriet X. Pettibone made a bequest as follows. To Frances Sample, in appreciation of her finding my spectacles. Oh, wasn't that sweet of her?
Who's Harriet X. Pettibone?
She was a friend of my mother's. I was about 10. She thought she'd lost her spectacles. I found them.
Oh, well, how did you do that, Cousin Fran?
I was sitting on them. She was such a sweet old lady.
Yeah, I'll say she's sweet. $539.
One of the sweetest old ladies I ever heard of.
What'll we do with it?
Well, it's your money, dear.
I think I'll spend it.
If it were mine, I'd invest it.
That doesn't sound very exciting, does it, Willie?
Well, it disappears for sure that way.
Oh, no, no, Willie. When you invest money, it goes to work for you.
Goes to work? Oh, I gotta go too. Gosh, I'm late. Oh, excuse me, I've got to beat it.
But, Cousin Willie, you haven't finished your breakfast.
Don't worry, I always have a second breakfast at the drugstore after I check in at the office. I sure wish I had money to go to work for me. Oh, excuse me, could I squeeze in here, please?
Make yourself right to home, partner.
Oh, thanks. Coffee and a couple of donuts, please. The kind of donuts that are rolled in that sugary, brown, good-tasting, crumbly stuff. And if you don't mind, a little dab of chocolate syrup on each one with just a smidgen of whipped cream and a cherry on top.
Say, that sounds pretty good, partner. I'll have some of the same. A couple of them mangy-looking donuts fixed up so they taste perfect. Guess you know a good thing when you see it, partner.
Oh, sure.
My name's Honest Joe Slocum. What's yours?
Oh, how do you do? Willard O. Knott.
Mighty pretty sounding. What do they call you when you got your boots off?
Boots off? Oh, Willie.
Put her there, Willie. Glad to meet you.
Oh.
Just call me Honest Joe. I was figuring on feeling plumb lonesome in the city. Don't even know a mule in this town to speak to.
Oh. Oh, well, now you do. Are you a cowboy?
Straight out of Last Ditch, Texas.
Last Ditch, Texas. Is that so?
Yes, sir. I was bred, born, and branded in Last Ditch, and I know every lizard in the county by his first name.
Every lizard?
I'm breaking camp and loping back to the home range as soon as I get me a little hard money. I just naturally ain't town-gated. Say, partner, you don't happen to know some fella wants to get rich fast, do you?
Get rich fast?
You don't have to be smart. He can be plumb dumb. All I want from him is a little money.
Oh, you want a little money.
I'll pay him back by the sackful.
Gosh, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity.
It sure is. You look like a square shooter, Willie. You talk square, you got a square face.
don't mention it.
I think I'll let you in on something, but you got to hurry before the gate shuts.
Oh.
I got oil on my land.
Oh?
Underground.
Oh.
And I got me 160 acres of that there ground.
Oh?
You get the picture, partner. 160 acres swimming like a pie crust on oil.
Some pie.
How'd you like a slice of that pie, partner?
Well, I've always been crazy about pie.
Well, all I need is a little spot cash to finish the oil well. A few more inches and there'll be oil all over the place. Any minute now, that pie will be pie a la mode.
Oh, well, that sounds great. That's just the way I like pie best, a la mode.
Won't need no papers or nothing. Just bring me some money and I'll cut you a slice. That's the way Honest Joe likes to deal. Just a shake of the hand.
Oh, sure, Honest Joe. You know, that's the way I like it, too. There's only one thing wrong. I don't have any money.
Now, that's too bad. Takes a roll the size of a wagon wheel to sink an oil well. I'm plumb out myself. Broker and a dollar watch.
Well, I'll see if I can find somebody. And I'll talk to Freckles, too. She's my girl.
She like to get rich?
Oh, sure. I think she'd like that all right.
You know, it ain't every day I meet people with a real trusting nature like yours. The only trouble with them is they're the ones that never have any money.
Oh, sure. That's the way it is, all right.
You run into somebody like you who got money, let me know pronto, will you, partner?
Well, I sure will, Honest Joe. And I'll tell them they've got to hurry before the gate shuts. Pronto. Freckles?
Why, Willie, are you back already?
Listen, Freckles, have you got any money?
Willie, how much do you need?
No, I don't need any. I just know how you can get rich. How much have you got?
Do you mean frozen assets or just how much I've got in my pocketbook?
Spot cash.
Well, I have $9.37. But that has to last me until I get paid on Friday. And out of it, I have to pay $2 dues on my Christmas club, $1.65 on last winter's coat, $1.10 towards the service for 4 silver set in the Lily of Versailles pattern for my hope chest. And 50 cents for a refill for my roll point pen, which rolls, but nothing comes out.
That doesn't leave so much, does it?
What for, Willie?
Investing in an oil well.
Oil well? What oil well?
The one that Honest Joe owns in Last Ditch, Texas.
Who's Honest Joe?
Honest Joe is a cowboy I met at the drugstore.
Oh, Willie. How do you know he owns an oil well?
Well, he told me. He ought to know.
Willie, don't you think oil wells are kind of risky?
Not when they have oil in them.
Are you sure this oil well has oil in it?
What else would it have in it?
Well, all I've got is chicken feed.
I don't even have that. All I've got is bird seed. For hummingbirds.
Oh, Willie, we'll be rich someday.
Oh, sure. Only Honest Joe Slocum will close the gate before then.
Are you sure he's honest?
Oh, sure, he's awful honest. He's a cowboy. He was wearing cowboy boots and a cowboy shirt and a cowboy hat. He even had spurs.
Spurs? What for? Well,
I don't know. He probably can't walk without them. he's a real cowboy, all right. He's the kind of cowboy cows just love.
Willie, sometimes I kind of worry about you.
What for?
Well, anyway, we don't have any money. We don't even know anybody with money.
Well, no. Oh, yes, we do.
For goodness sake, who?
Cousin Fran. Hi, Cousin Fran. Also, Cousin Marvin.
Oh, hello,
hi, Cousin Willie.
Are you planning to stay home this evening?
Well, we don't have to, if you have a better idea, Cousin Willie.
Well, I haven't ever had a chance to show you how grateful I am for the way you've taken me into the family and Cousin Marvin's den and letting me sleep on the Davenport and all that.
Oh, Willie, it's been a pleasure, hasn't it, Marvin?
Yeah. It certainly has. I should say so. You bet.
Well, I just ran into the opportunity of a lifetime for you to make a roll as big as a wagon wheel. But you've got to get in before the gate closes.
You know what Cousin Willie's talking about, Fran?
No, but it sounds fascinating.
Well, I met a cowboy named Honest Joe Slocum. He's from Last Ditch, Texas.
Honest Joe Slocum from Last Ditch?
That sounds like fun, doesn't it, Marvin?
What about this Honest Joe?
Well, he's got 160 acres in Last Ditch, and they're putting down an oil well because his acres are practically floating like a pie on a lake of oil.
And all he wants is money.
How do you know?
Look, Willie, this cowboy is just a phony. He's looking for suckers, that's all.
Oh, no, Cousin Marvin. He's very sincere. He just needs a little money to finish his oil well.
Well, you can't blame him for wanting to finish his oil well, Marvin.
No, hokum, that's all. Hokum.
No, Cousin Marvin, Slocum. Honest Joe. Slocum, and he's going to be here any minute.
Where did you meet this cowboy, Willie?
In the drugstore.
I knew it, a drugstore cowboy.
Oh, maybe that's him right now. I'll let him in.
Marvin, darling, don't be against him before you even see him.
Oh, hi, Mr. Slocum.
Howdy, partner.
Oh, sure. Howdy. Come in.
Some shack you got here. Regular pup's nest.
Yep. Well, you see, it belongs to my cousin. This is Honest Joe Slocum. My cousins, Marvin and Fran Sample.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you, folks. Hope you don't mind me tumbling in like a tumbling tumbleweed.
Of course not. We're delighted to meet any friend of Cousin Willie. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you, ma'am. I don't rightly fit on anything any softer than saddle leather.
You know, I've told my cousins a little about you, Honest Joe. They'd like to know more, especially Cousin Marvin.
Well, I weren't exactly raised on prunes and preaching, and I'm more used to talking to a horse than to folks. Maybe I better just hang out my tongue and kind of let the words roll off. The plain fact is, I come up here to this town to last through a little money. Just some rancid old cash is all that I need. I want to finish a little oil well down to the oil under my 160. Got a whole lake of it stashed away down there. Nothing but greasy old oil.
They call you Honest Joe back in Last Ditch, don't they, Honest Joe?
Yes, sir. My word's as good as my brand, old barbecue.
Oh.
We don't write no deals. Just shake hands. Ask anybody in Last Ditch.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell me, why don't the oil companies invest in your well if you've got oil?
They got enough already. I'm lone wolfing on this to you. I'd heap rather take your money and get you wallowing in velvet than some old oil company.
It just so happens. happens that I have about $500, which my husband doesn't want to have anything to do with.
Oh, Fran!
Would that do any good, Mr. Slocum?
Just call me Honest Joe, man. Well, there, it might get us down a few inches, all right.
Just a minute. My wife and I don't know anything about oil.
Oh, but Honest Joe does, Cousin Marvin. He told me before, he doesn't care how dumb the person is with the money. See? Just so long as he has it. Isn't that right, Honest Joe?
This fellow understands me just like we swap horses.
Oh, don't mention it.
Yeah, well, this is all very interesting, but we've got to think it over.
I hope you'll talk to us again after my husband finds out what he doesn't know.
Yes, ma'am. If I ain't hightailed it back to last ditch by then. When I get my money, I aims to leave town pronto without waiting to even kiss the mayor goodbye. Well, pleased to meet you, folks. I gotta get.
Well, I'll just walk to the door with you, Honest Joe.
Thanks for coming.
Seems your cousin's tetchy as a teased snake. He must have been bit before. Well, I don't rightly know as I can do business with him. But you're straight as a cow's tail, partner.
I am?
Anytime you want to give me a little cash, I'll give you my hand for it.
God. Thanks. Adios. I'll be seeing you, Honest Joe.
Has he gone?
Uh-huh. Pronto.
Look, you don't believe in that phony cowboy, do you, Willis?
Oh, sure, Cousin Marvin.
Marvin, I think you're just being suspicious. I think he's a very nice cowboy.
He isn't a cowboy. He's a confidence man.
Well, Cousin Marvin, I've got confidence in him.
I'm going to call the police department and get him investigated.
Oh, Marvin, call the police?
Gosh, Cousin Marvin, the police?
It's time this family learned the facts of life. And the man to teach him is Sergeant Wash Tuesday.
Well, later that same evening, while Marvin Sample is getting in touch with Sergeant Wash Tuesday, Cousin Willie and Freckles have driven in Freckles' 1937 Chevrolet high up the mountain in Griffith Park. And now they have parked by the side of the road. They look up. The stars twinkle down at them. They look down. The lights of Los Angeles twinkle up at them.
No matter where you look, there's something winking at you.
Makes you feel kind of insignificant, don't it?
Uh-huh. Not me. I don't mind being winked at.
Freckles, do you think we'll ever be rich?
Oh, sure. Maybe, anyhow. Maybe not awfully rich. Do you want to be awfully rich, Willie?
Oh, no. No, not awfully. Just enough, say, to have one house and one car with one spare tire and one backyard with one bird feeding table in it and one bird bath and one birdhouse.
Is that all?
Isn't that enough?
Everything just for the birds?
Oh, no. What would you want, Freckle?
Oh, you mean for me alone? All by myself? But rich?
Oh, sure.
Okay, Willie. I'd like one house and one car with one spare tire. And one backyard with one bird feeding table in it, and one bird bath, and one bird house, and some petunias.
Oh. Guy, I never would have thought of petunias. You sure have nice ideas, Freckle.
Oh, Willie, so do you.
Come to think of it, I'd like a few peach trees, too.
For the birds?
Well, birds go for peaches.
Oh. Well, I thought I could make jam out of... Oh, Willie. Just listen to me. Those were your peaches I was going to make jam out of.
Oh. Help yourself.
my petunias.
Oh, thanks. Say, I got a better idea. Let's just have one house for the two of us.
Oh, Willie.
With a big backyard and a big bird feeding table and a big bird bath and peach trees and petunias.
Willie, you have such wonderful ideas. All we have to do is get rich.
Oh, sure. And if we don't get rich, we'll do it anyhow.
That'll be Sergeant Wash Tuesday.
Oh, Marvin, it gives me the goose pimples calling the police.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Sample?
Oh, Sergeant Wash Tuesday. Come right in.
Right.
Oh, good evening, Sergeant.
Good evening, ma'am. What can I do for you, Mr. Sample?
Well, there's a phony cowboy in town, calls himself Honest Joe Slocum. He's trying to raise money on a phony oil well. He almost got my wife here to invest in it. Right.
What do you have to say about this, ma'am?
Oh, goodness. I thought he was lovely.
See what I mean, Sergeant?
Right.
Had her fooled, all right. She would have given him my hard-earned her hard-earned inheritance if I hadn't stopped her.
Why, ma'am?
Well, he said we'd be rich.
She believed him.
So did Cousin Willie.
Oh, he would.
He's a very nice man. His name is even Honest Joe.
Right. Yeah, seems to me I've heard of an Honest Joe before.
What do you think, Sergeant?
Right, ma'am.
Good night, friend. Sergeant Wash Tuesday hasn't had a chance to investigate yet. He doesn't know a thing. Do you, Sergeant?
Right. I start each case with my head completely empty, ma'am.
Right.
I'll give you a quick rundown on the case, Sergeant. He calls himself Honest Joe Hokum, Slocum. And he claims to have come from a town in Texas called Last Dutch.
Wrong. Last Ditch.
Is that near Houston?
Well, I don't know.
Well, never heard of it anyway.
Well, why did you ask whether it's near Houston, then?
Oh, I happen to have heard of Houston, ma'am.
There's something about detective work I'll never understand.
Right. Identification, ma'am?
Oh, I know you. You're Wash Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am. Is Willard O. not here?
What did he do?
Nothing, ma'am. Routine investigation.
Who's routine?
Confidential, ma'am.
Oh. Excuse me. Willie, Sergeant Wash Tuesday is here to speak with you.
Oh. Oh, how do you do?
My identification.
Oh, that's okay. I know who you are.
What do you know about Joe Slocum?
Honest Joe?
Right.
Oh, you like him, too?
I'm asking the questions, Mr. Knott.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't want to ask any.
What do you know about Honest Joe?
Well, he's a cowboy.
How do you know he's a cowboy?
Well, if he isn't, he sure saved an awful lot of box tops for that outfit he's wearing.
Did he ever mention anything about an oil well?
Mention it? Well, you can't blame him. If you had 160 acres in Last Ditch, Texas, floating like a coconut cream pie on a lake of oil, and you had an oil well drilled down through the coconut cream pie, but all you were getting so far is coconut cream custard, which tastes real good, but who wants it in an oil well? And all you have to do is go a few more inches, and you'll have coconut cream pie a la mode. Oh, wouldn't you mention it?
Right.
Mr. Knott, can you arrange to bring Honest Joe Slocum to the Marvin Sample home at 8 o'clock tonight?
Oh, sure. Say, if you've got any money, Mr. Tuesday, you'd be smart to look into Honest Joe's oil.
Oh, here's Sergeant Wash Tuesday. Now, Fran, now we'll see what he's dug up.
Come in, Sergeant.
Right.
Well, what'd you find out?
No one interviewed knows facts about Honest Joe Slocum except such facts as said Honest Joe Slocum is himself supplied.
You mean you haven't got the goods on him yet?
Right. Also, wired the sheriff of Last Ditch County. Reply coming through any time now.
Oh, well, now you're talking. Look here, Sergeant Wash Tuesday. When we've exposed this racket, I think it might be a good idea to have a little publicity on it.
I'm in the real estate game. I need reputations. What do you say, Sergeant?
Right!
You know, Sergeant Tuesday, there are moments when I wish you weren't so darn monosyllabic.
Oh, that must be Cousin Willie with his pony cowboy pal.
Hello, come in.
Oh, hi, Cousin Marvin. Come on in, Joe.
Thanks, partner.
Howdy, folks.
Hello, Mr. Slocum. Willie, come in and sit down. Is that a suitcase you're carrying, Mr. Slocum?
No, ma'am. Just my guitar.
My. You are a regular cowboy, aren't you, Mr. Slocum?
I'd never be ashamed to admit that, ma'am.
This is a friend of mine, Sergeant Wash Tuesday.
Tuesday? Wash Tuesday. I hear that name before. Sunday, Monday. Doggone it. I knew there was a reason that name kind of sat in my ear like a flea. I just had a telegram sent on to me. You're the fellow sent this, ain't you?
Sheriff Lastitch, County, Texas. Please forward at once all possible information pertaining to character one Honest Joe.
Yes, I sent the telegram. I sent that to the sheriff of Lastitch, County, Texas.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm the sheriff of Lastitch, County, partner.
Good, Sheriff.
You?
Right.
Excuse me, I have to report back to headquarters.
Sure enjoyed answering that telegram collect. Just like writing my own funeral oration. I got another telegram, too. Oil well blew its top, stopped. Whole town of Last Ditch plastered. I don't rightly know for sure what that last statement means, but anyhow you look at it. Anyhow you look at it, I better hit for home. Pronto. Adios, folks.
Adios, Joe.
So long, partner. Kept the gate open as long as I could.
Oh, sure, Honest Joe. Well, it's okay. Freckles and me have everything all figured out. We don't even need an oil well. How's this, Freckles? One house and one car with one spare tire. One backyard, one bird feeding table. One bird bath, one bird house, and some petunias. And a few peach trees. And one sand pile.
For birds, Willie?
Guess again, partner.
This has been Cousin Willie, an NBC Radio Network production starring Billy Idol. Cousin Willie is written by Frank and Doris Hursley. Marvin Miller was heard as Marvin Sample. Trisha Dunlap as Fran Sample. Patty Chapman, Freckles, Les Tremaine, Honest Joe, Barney Phillips, Sergeant Wash Tuesday, with music by Robert Armbruster. Jimmy Wallington speaks. Cousin Willie, produced and transcribed by Homer Canfield, came to you from Hollywood.